be an encouragement. Tonight, I just wanted to be an encouragement and remind us of all, because of the room. I think most of us, the majority of us, if not all of us, are Christians. So sometimes we can forget about the trust and faith that we put in Christ that moment in time when we receive Him as our Savior. And so I'm just going to pray and then I'm going to get started. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this night. Thank you for this opportunity. I pray that you please just move me aside and just let your words flow through me. Help me to say the things you want me to say and to not say the things you don't want me to say. And I pray that the people listening would understand, get something out of this message, and just know, pray. Amen. Many Christians today, myself included, often forget about the moment in time we put our complete trust in Christ and salvation. And then shortly after, we start to forget about that trust that we put in Christ. And we start putting in the things of this world. And we start start putting it in the things like maybe even like our paycheck. We trust in our paycheck to like get from bill to bill and like meal to meal and stuff like that. And but we need to be trusting in God to like supply those things and not just in the bill, the supply of that money that we get from that paycheck, stuff like that. And but we shouldn't have a conditional trust in God. Just on certain conditions we go to God and we trust Him. But we should have a continual trust in God. It's easy for us to say we trust God in good times. It's easy for us to say trust God whenever there's always food on the table, there's always clothes on our back and shoes on our feet. But are we truly trusting God and thanking Him each and every day for the things and blessings of life? It says in 1 Corinthians 10:31, whether therefore you eat or you drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. I think whenever you're trusting in God to get you through every day and supply your every need you need, that's glorifying God. And I feel like a lot of Christians nowadays are afraid to like step out on faith and trust God and give a little bit more tithe and stuff like that. But to trust Him in everything in our lives, and we have desires in this life, and we would like to see those desires met, but we don't trust God enough. And it says in Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches and glory. And like God will supply all of our needs, and He'll supply all of our desires of our heart. Also, and it says in Psalms 37:4-5, delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. So, as you can see, the Lord will supply all of our needs and all of our desires if we just simply trust in Him. And I say it simply, but it is hard to trust God in certain uncertainties and different things that happen in life. But even now I'm having to trust God being up here, because if you know me, I'm not a very outspoken person. So you get to know me, then I can't shut up sometimes, but let's say I get that from my dad. I'm never having to trust God and give me the right words to say, and how to say them right now. And I thank you for that, because without Him, I wouldn't probably be up here. But anyway, but we need to trust God now in good times, because there's going to be days whenever in trials where God is going to test our faith, and He's going to test like how well we trust Him. It's easy to trust Him now whenever there's always food on the table, and there's always clothes on our back and shoes on our feet and stuff like that. But what if one day like all of that was just taken away from us, and it was just nothing. It was just you and God. Are you still going to trust Him then? Or do you be willing to trust God when those things are just we so often take for granted are just gone, and there's no clothes, and there's no taken away, and then you may say, oh, that would never happen, but you believe in the Bible, and it happened to a man named Job. And if you don't mind, I'd like to turn to Job 1:13-22. I'm going to read a little bit of his story. Or I should have wanted to think about it. Job 1:13-22. It says, and there was a day. day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing, and the asses feeding beside them. And the Sabaeans fell upon them and pulled them, took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another, and said, the fire of God has fallen from heaven, and hath burnt up the sheep and the servants, and consumed them, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another, and said, the Chaldeans made out three bands, and fell upon the camels, and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another, and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in that their eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness, and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. And now I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Then Job arose, and rent his mantle, and shaved his head, and fell upon the ground, and worshipped, and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave me, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolish. And so, as you can see, Job was a very, very wealthy, very blessed man, but he was also a very godly man, and he trusted God, even in the simple times when everything was okay, everything was great. But and then he persevered whenever things were very uncertain. His whole life, everything he worked for was just gone one day. And he still preached and he still said the name of God in glory. And so are we gonna be Job and trust God? Will provide even in our lowest times when it seems like everything is meaningless? I'm not comparing my life to Job's, but there's been plenty of times, and I'm sure you're honest as well, where we've had to trust God. And it reminds me of one thing that sticks out to me is the passing of my sister. Many of you might know that my sister had passed away like 7 years ago. And that just really hit our family pretty hard. And it does even so today sometimes, but we just continue to have to trust God that He'll allow us to go through that for something much greater than we can even be able to see or understand this side of heaven. And it just reminds me of Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thine own understandings. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. So I guess this pretty short, but are we going to be a Christian that just says we trust in God in the easy times and doesn't truly trust him continually? Because there could be a day when God tests our trust and faith in him with a really low point in our life. But it's okay if your faith and trust isn't as it should be in those hard times, because even then God is right there waiting with open arms. And I'm just going to pray and then I'll hand it off to us. Dear Lord, thank you for this time. Thank you for this opportunity to come speak. And I pray that you please allow them to get something out of what I just said, even though it was very short. But I pray that you please help them to get something out of it, and help them to trust you a little bit more going on with the rest of their life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Jacob, but Israel, for as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and
him and said, "Tell me, I pray thee, thy name." And he said, "Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name?" And he blessed him. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is brutal. Let's go ahead and pray, and then we'll get into the message. Dear God, I just want to thank you for allowing us to just come here tonight and worship you. Thank you for the message that Andrew gave us and the challenge of just trusting you and having faith. That you'll help me in this message. Everyone will get something out of it. I pray as we go our separate ways, that you just protect us and ask all these in unity. Amen. So back when I was in fifth grade, I don't think I ever told my parents this, but we would go in the bathroom whenever the teacher wasn't looking, and we would fight and wrestle like normal boys do. And even though it was for jokes and we were never mad at each other, I still lost. And there was always that one kid, though, that even after he lost, he would want to go again and again and again until he won. And I could see Jacob this way with this man in verse number 26, "And let me go, for the day breaketh," and said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." Although this is not what my message is about, I see that Jacob was willing to hold on all day until he got his blessing. A lot of times as Christians, we want to pray for revival and salvation of souls. Instead of holding on all day and praying, pray at night, Saturday night, 5-10 minutes, get here, see empty pews, see empty altar, soul's not saved, and we get discouraged, so we stop praying. And like Andrew said, God just wants to see our faith. I mean, sometimes he wants to test us and see where we're at. And then whenever we're praying the night before, and then we give up because we don't see change, well, I mean, it's our own fault because we're not having faith. We went to a youth conference a little while back, me, Andrew, Caleb, and Hunter. And while we were there, we learned a lot, got a lot. Amber and Tim took us, and we were really bad, but that was fun. And as we got here, I remember that Sunday service was just different than all the rest. A lot of times it feels like these Sunday services are kind of planned, like we know what's coming next. We know that we're all going to sing congregation songs, we're going to shake hands, we're going to hear a message, and we're going to go home. But that Sunday and past few Sundays actually have just been different. It's felt like it's not planned. Like God's leading our service instead of just everything's planned. I remember me, Andrew, and Hunter went up there and prayed. You know, I remember just everything was different. And really, it's because our hearts were changed. We were actually showing faith and trust, like Andrew said. And I think that, like Andrew said, with faith and trust, that we give up. And so, at times, it seems like it's really hard to let God work. So we just end up giving up. As I was thinking about things to preach about, I thought about Gideon and how even with small numbers that we still serve God and he can help us defeat our Midianites. I also thought about the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few, and how even though there's this faithful group here, we can still make an impact in our community. But then I felt God wanted me to go to this passage, and in verse 30 is where I want to look at. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel. And this is the part that I really want to look at. And if you don't have it highlighted, I encourage you to. And it says, "For I have seen God face to face." The word Peniel there literally means the face of God. I titled this message, "Find Your Place of Peniel." Find that place where it's just you and God, and you see yourself the way God sees you. We go to Indian Creek Baptist camp in a few months, and we're able to do that because your guys is giving, so thank you for that. But in the mornings, they have this 30-minute time where we go out on the property, and we get alone with God and I time, is what it's called, and we just pray and read our Bibles for 30 minutes. And I think that'd be great to have something in our own lives, because a lot of times we get caught up in the world, and so we don't make that time. And even like Brother John Reed said this morning, it's better to have 5 minutes of reading the Bible than to have none. If you go with me to Luke chapter 5, verse 16, this is where Jesus had been just doing some miracles and helping people and teaching. And in verse number 16, it says, "And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and pray. And I find it interesting that the very God of this universe, the Son of God, was able to go out in the wilderness by himself and have a personal relationship with his Father, and yet we're not able to. A lot of times we get caught up in these, and we can scroll and scroll and scroll for hours, but yet whenever it comes down to reading this, we're not there. So all this to say, my first point, place of perspective. What I mean by this is coming to a point of realization that we're not as good as we see ourselves. Often we think, well, I'm not as bad as so-and-so, and I haven't done this or that. I had two root beer cans, but I left them at home, so I have to use these water bottles. But in this water bottle right here, I have a little hole to show that this is one sin in our lives. And that's all it takes. If I were to fill this water bottle back up with water, the water's going to come out because there's obviously a hole. Now with this one, there's no hole, so if I were to fill it up with water, nothing would leak. I say that because in James 2:10, it talks about how we can keep all the law, and just by committing one, we're guilty of all. So that's why this water bottle is used to show that even though it's just one hole, it still affects our lives. My second point, a place of prosperity, verse number 26. If I go back there. He said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. Miss Amber sings a song called Go Down Again by the Clark family. And it says, so I'm staying here until you're through, until I get a hold of you. I'm going to keep believing, but until then, I'm going to go down again. This is written around a story of Naaman in 2 Kings when Elisha told him to go wash in the Jordan 7 times, his leprosy would be healed. And, you know, that took a lot of what Andrew talked about, faith and trust. And as preacher says, faith is looking into Jesus. And my last point, a place of peace. A place of just God and me. A place where he meets with me, and I meet with him. So what's your place of Pendle? What's your place where you wrestle with God until you see change? What's your place where you meet with God and he meets with you? Let's find a time and place this week where we just get along with God and let him work. And let's pray. Dear God, I just pray that you'll help everyone here to just get something from this message. Thank you for allowing me and Andrew to do this. Thank you for calling us to preach. I pray that you help us keep going and just help us to be encouraged. I pray that as we all go our separate ways and just keep us safe, pray that you help us throughout this week. In Jesus' name, I pray.